I'm reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the biography, authorized biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is his appearance day. And that is 500 and, Kini Maharaj, 16 years? No. It's 518 years previous. From this day, 518 years. We call this the Gaur Purnima. This is known throughout India as Holi. Today is the day of Holi. In Vrindavan, this is the day that Krishna and the people of Vrindavan, they played colors. That is known as Holi. So in Vrindavan today, they are celebrating Holi. In Bengal also, in Nadia, the place where Mahaprabhu was born, they're celebrating Holi. But the main function today there is the birth of Mahaprabhu. So 518 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in the family of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra was a Brahmin who came originally from what we call now Bangladesh. Bangladesh used to be India. That's called East Bengal, Bangladesh, Bangladesh. So this Jagannath Mishra was a Brahmin. He lived there. He migrated to Nadia, Navadvip, Nadia. 500 years ago, Nadia was the main center of learning for all of North India. At a time, it even surpassed Banaras, Kashi, and all other places of learning. It was the main place of learning. So who had their studies in Navadvip, they would be more famous. People used to come from all over. So Jagannath Mishra, he was a teacher. He migrated there, and he lived there. At that time, the culture in Bengal was, in one sense, it was very high. Another sense, it was very low. It was very high because there was much Vedic learning. They used to study all the intricacies of Sanskrit grammar. They would study different types of philosophy and logic, and different commentaries on Vedanta. And people would gather there for learning all these things. In that sense, it was very high. In the other side, it was very low. Very low. At the same time, it was very low. They used to get cats and dogs married, even, and carry them in palkis. And any man or any woman, when they got married, they would say, oh, Lakshmi Narayan. They would consider any man as a god. They were mainly worshippers of demigods. And the Vaishnavas, they were the smallest part of the community. In South India at that time, there were big Vaishnava communities, especially in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, and Andhra, in these places. But there in Navadvip, on the banks of the Ganges, the Vaishnava was very less, very, very less. They were the small group in the society. So in one sense, it was a very high culture, and in another sense, at the same time, it was a very degraded culture. At that time also, the family of Rupa Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan, you know, they are the main disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their family was from Karnataka. Exactly where in Karnataka, we don't know. But we figure they were this community known as Gaur Saraswat Brahmins. They were these people from Karnataka. And they came also to Bengal. A high place of learning, very rich also. It was a very rich place at that time. And it covered up into even parts of Bihar. So they came there, this family, from which Rupa and Sanatan were born, and they got government employment. They were living not in Navadvip, but they were living nearby. Later, they gave up their government jobs. They were the chief minister and prime minister of the Nawab Hussein Shah. He was the leader of that whole eastern section of India. I mean, he was the Muslim emperor. But because they took the job working for a Mohammedan at that time, they lost their caste. In terms of Hinduism, they lost their caste. But later, they gave up their post as prime ministers and chief ministers, and they became disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They became his leading disciples. Then, anyway, many things happened. So anyway, go back to the beginning. So the time of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Any man, any woman, any child is born in this world according to their karma. When Bhagavan comes to this world, he does not come according to his karma. What does meaning karma? Karma means the reaction of some work that you did in the previous life. Understand? Reaction. Pop. Either you got a good pop or a bad pop. If you got born in this world, you got pop. Pop means sin. Good sin and bad sin. Two types of sin are there. You get a very good sin, you go to Swarga. You get a bad sin, you go to Patala. One man told me, when Swami, you are born in foreign countries, now you have become a Hindu, that's good. In next life, you take a pure birth as a Brahmin. Then, from there, you get mukti. I said, what do I have to do to get pure birth as a Brahmin? He said, you have to live a completely pure life. I said, if I live a completely pure life, why I should be born as a Brahmin? I should go to Vaikuntha. I said, tell me what sin I have to do to become a Brahmin. He got shocked. What do you mean sin? We Brahmins are sinless. I said, no, sir. To be born in this world, you have to have some sin. Even if you're born as a demigod, even if you go to Swarga, you have to have some sin to be in this world. Those who are sinless, who have no sin, no karma, they can't be born here. They go to Vaikuntha, they go to the spiritual sky, they go to Goloka, Vrindavan. They go to spiritual places where there is no sin. Understand? So, but when the Supreme Lord comes, when the avatars come, they do not come by any sin. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, he is sinless. Even he cuts somebody's head off. One time Krishna cut off Sisupal's head with his hand. Or no. Who did he cut with the head? Oh, he cut one washerman's head with his hand. You cannot cut someone's head with your fingers. You cannot do that. But Krishna cut his head. But there's no sin. There's no sin. There was once a Brahmin. He cursed Krishna after Kurukshetra. And Krishna told him, you can't curse me, you see. Whatever I do is good. And the curse fell back on the Brahmin himself. You cannot curse Krishna. You cannot challenge the Supreme. You cannot put mud on him. He is untouchable. Anything he does is good. If he cuts your head, you get mukti. But there are better ways to get the mukti. More appealing ways than to cut the head. But it's true. Once there was this gentleman, he was a big retired general in Amritsar, Punjab. Prabhupada stayed in his house. After some days, he told Swamiji, I have some problem. I have some problem in my mind. What is that? One astrologer told me in my previous life, I was at Kurukshetra. I fought against Krishna. This is Kurukshetra. Many armies came for that fight. Then that astrologer told me in my previous janma, I fought against Krishna. This is troubling my mind. I want to be devotee of Krishna, but it's troubling me. In my previous life, I fought against Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, that astrologer, he must be mistaken. Generally, mostly, always astrologers, they're mistaken, except about one thing, the price. That they are very correct. After that, they're mistaken. Then Prabhupada said, actually everyone who fought in this war and died, they all died actually. All died but five Pandavas and Ashwatthama and one horse, Satyaki, small group, everybody died. And everybody who died got mukti. So if you were there fighting against Krishna and you were killed in that war, you went to Vaikuntha, you cannot be here. So that astrologer was wrong. So whatever Krishna does, the result to us is only good, and no bad result can come to him. But we jivas, we people, we can do good and bad. And that positions us somewhere in the world, upper and lower. Better position, worse position, you see. But Bhagavan, when he comes in the world, when his avatars come, not according to karma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not born according to karma. He's born according to the descent of the Kali Yuga avatar. Then, another thing happened at the same time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Something else came. Bhagavan came in the world. Now, we're not talking cheap Bhagavans, like newspaper Bhagavans, cinema star Bhagavans, and all these cheap Bubbas, and people who come with magic and all these things. We're not talking about that type of Bhagavan. We're talking actually about the avatar of Vishnu, who comes in this world to do good to all people of the world. So, something else came at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can tell me what that was? Sarvashakti? His parshads came. His devotees came. When Vishnu or Bhagavan comes, he doesn't come alone. Someone will say, oh no, you don't know, Vamana came alone. Vamana came alone, all the devas. And lastly, even Lakshmi and Saraswati, they all came and stood in front of him. He never came alone. Brahma came, Indra came, Shiva came, they all came. We have some Bubbas living in Bangalore and other places. Who came? Some chief ministers, some business going on, some foolish foreigners, they came. Any gods came there? No gods came. When God himself comes, his devotees come, devas come. And his parshads, devotees from Vaikuntha or Goloka, they may also come. When Krishna came, did he come alone? No, he came in Vrindavan. There are lakhs of devotees, they were present there. When Mahaprabhu came 4,500 years later, he also did not come alone. His devotees came along with him. And they all together made a contribution. What was that contribution? The contribution they gave was the holy name of Krishna. When Mahaprabhu came to this world, then the holy name of Krishna also came at that time. There are so many people. If you go to downtown in Mysore and you shout, Kumar! How many people will turn around? How many, if you shout Kumar, how many people will turn around? Half a dozen at least. If you go to Surat in Gujarat, and I did this once, just for fun, I shouted from my car, Patel Sub! At least 20 men turned around. There are so many Patels in Surat. There are so many Kumars in Mysore with the name Kumar, isn't it? Even first Latin, maybe they have exactly almost the same name. But are they the same? No. They are different. Each one is different. Each one is individual. So, someone will say, the holy name was also here. It is written in Vedas. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It is written in Upanishads. But now it is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And there is a different meaning. There is a different understanding. That is called conception. Just like every Kumar does not refer to the same Kumar. There are so many different ones. So every sound of Krishna and every sound of Rama doesn't necessarily mean that same Rama, that same Krishna. That is called conception. Different conception. Some people say Krishna means, no, Hari means thief. Krishna means black. Hare Krishna means black thief. They interpret like, according to Sanskrit, Hari means thief, Krishna means black, Hare Krishna means black thief. That is the lowest conception, zero conception. That has nothing to benefit. Although, higher conception says, yes, he is a black thief, he is Makhanchur, he steals butter. He is thief, his color is Sham, he is black, you're correct, he is black thief. But those people, they want to just give some ordinary meaning to the name, which has nothing divine. But even black thief has its conception. Ranchor, he is the thief. He steals butter. Also, he steals the hearts of his devotees. He captures your heart. He captures your mind and attracts you to him. In this way, he is Hari. He is thief. So, different conceptions. One name, different conceptions. There is also Krishna Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Krishna. If you visit any Hoysala temple, you may see one a deity of Krishna may be there. And beautiful. And on his left and right side will be Rukmini Satyabhama. You will not find like this anywhere in South India. This is Radha Krishna. Radha Govinda. This is not just name-giving fun. It is a conception. In this world, there are different levels. In our society, there are different levels. Different levels. There are some cities which are rich, some cities which are poor. There's gradations of all types of things. Even mangoes. How many varieties of mangoes there? 100 varieties, actually. All over India. 100 varieties. Not all one. Different varieties. In nature, so many varieties. Nature is there to help you start to understand the Supreme Lord. To study nature, you can get some general idea that there is God, there is superior controller, there is a natural arrangement. Last night it rained, heavy rain. Someone said, was it auspicious? Sure. Without water, we die. Rain is always good. Generally, rain is good. Without water, you cannot live. In Western countries, if it rains, people become angry. Even they need water to live, they feel that the rain will spoil the holiday. The rain will spoil the sports event. They curse the rain. The best rain is the rain that comes at night. As we go to this rainy season, count the days that it rains in the day and count the days that it rains in the night. And you'll see that in this part of India, it rains more in the night. You work the day, then the night the rains come in the early evening and it rains in the night. Almost every day comes sunny like this, except for a few times. That is the best rain for the plants, best quality of rain comes then. It is best for you also, because you get water same time, you get to roam in the day. The most pious rains come at night. There are different types of rains also. Different types of rains and different types of rains in the season. So much variegatedness in the world. But when we think about God, we want, some Swami says, God is one. And we are all God. No variegatedness. Everything is rolled into one jumbo, one. One only. But in this world, there's so much variegatedness, so much variety. And what does variety give to you? That is the spice of life. Variety. Do you eat same thing every day in your house and nothing more? Mostly, maybe, but then on festival day, variety. Why variety? Because that is the life, variety. There is so much variety, it's very difficult to find two faces same. Very, very difficult. Every once in a while, there are two faces the same. All these faces, they're different. I mean, how many... If you give a man, an artist, and tell him draw different faces, and he draws daily for the rest of his life, he cannot even draw the number of faces that live in Mysore. What to speak of Bangalore? What to speak of India? 1 billion India. One people. All different. Variegatedness. And so many different, not just look, but the quality of the individuals. So different. Variegatedness. Do you understand? Then we say, no, the Supreme Lord, he has no variegation. No variegatedness is there. No variety. He will be reduced to just one. No. He has much variety. He has variety superior to this world many thousands of times. And we have not considered what is above this world. Also heaven, swarga, brahmalok, all these things. Many varieties. And his world is above that. That is called Vaikuntha. Much variety is in Vaikuntha. If you take all the worlds together, all the universes, all the suns and moons and galaxies together, and put them together, It does not equal even one Vaikuntha Loka. If you take all the planets of this world, the sun is a million times bigger than the earth. A million times bigger. Take this sun, take this moon, take all these planets, take the stars, which they say are a million times bigger than the sun, take them all, put them together in one packet. That packet does not equal one Vaikuntha planet. And there are infinite Vaikuntha planets. You know how many number is infinite? It's more than 24. It's very big. You see? If we can count to 100 when we're children, that's so big. And then I was asking Bhakti Priya, what's the biggest number? Some quadrillion, trillion, bazillion, some like bazillion, some big word is there. We cannot say. We cannot even see the grains of sand on the beach. There are more Vaikunthas than there are grains of sand. Each Vaikuntha, there's one avatar. One avatar of Vishnu living there. Not just 12, not 10, not just 24, millions of avatars. We have heard only 10 Das Avatar and few more. Millions. So much variegatedness. And then, beyond Vaikuntha. Above Vaikuntha, there is Ayodhya. And above Ayodhya, there is what is called Dwarka. And above Dwarka, there is a place called Mathura. And above Mathura, there is a place called Goloka Vrindavan. So much variegatedness. So, depending on your conception, depending on your spiritual connection, then the name of Krishna may take you to any number of these gradations in the spiritual world. Not all one. There must be conception. I shout Kumar and 20 Kumars look, but I'm not talking about 20 Kumars. I'm talking about one Kumar. I have an idea that Kumar means that gentleman. Understand? And that gentleman, because he knows me, he knows the sound of my voice. 20 will look, 19 will say, "Why you are calling me?" Huh? But that man, that gentleman, he knows me. He knows the sound of my voice. He knows me also. He sees. Yes, he responds. You see. So Krishna knows every living entity. He knows all the living beings very personally, very intimately. And when we call to Krishna with a certain conception, he will respond. If our idea is like Vaikuntha idea, I mean, it's very hard to explain everything. It takes many, many years to learn the whole thing. But there is a conception, Vaikuntha conception. God is great. God gives me everything. God has all power. If we say Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, we go like that, we go on Vaikuntha. If we say Rama, and we are thinking of this Ramchandra, Sita, Hanuman, this class of Leela. And then in the end of life, we go to Ayodhya. It is called Ayodhya. There is an Ayodhya in India. And that has so many problems. But the Ayodhya in Vaikuntha, there's no problem. There's no BJP either. No necessary BJP, no any party, no politics. Beyond the world. But it is called Ayodhya, that is the place of Rama. And we may think about Krishna also in Mathura. Krishna was a king. Krishna had great opulence. He had great riches. We may think about Bhagavan in that way. And we may go to Dwarka. That is called Dwarka. Then there is Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna in Vrindavan, they call Kaniya. What is meaning of Kaniya? Anybody know Hindi? Kaniya. Kaniya Lal. Speak it.
Say like a small, beautiful, dear child.
Like a child. Do you call Vishnu Kaniya? Vishnu has four arms. Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. You call him Kaniya. Bam! Oh, Bhagavan. Like this. And they'll tell Krishna, Kaniya, come. They see Krishna, Bhagavan is my child. That's called Vatsalya Ras. Some tell Prabhu. Prabhu means my master. That's Dasya Ras. Krishna's friends. They can jump on his shoulder. They can jump on the shoulder of Bhagavan. In this Prasadam hall, there's some pictures there. One is Krishna is dancing. with cowherd boys and cows, and they're dancing, playing flutes. Sometimes while dancing and playing, one boy jumps on Krishna. You can jump on Bhagavan. But what is required there? You're a big minister, high court minister. Nobody can touch you. There are people with guns all around you. Your son can jump on your head. Why? He has such love relation with you, your son can jump on your head. Nobody can jump on you or your chief minister. Nobody can touch you. They'll be shot. Pushed back. Your son can come and jump on you. Because of the love relationship is so intimate. You see? So, in the Christian world, people look at God as Father, and we are the children. We want God to give us the food. But in devotion, Krishna Bhakti, it's the opposite. You may consider you're the father of Krishna, you will give the food to him. It's the opposite thing. It is not the fatherhood of God, it's the sonhood of God. It is called sonhood. That is called Vatsalya Ras. Type of love is there, Krishna is Kaniya. Krishna is servant. Krishna is friend. Krishna is lover also. Gopis, they have love for Krishna. Different types of relationship are there with Krishna in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, and all of them are very, very intimate. In Western countries, people say, if there was a God, he's dead by now. They actually think God made this world long back, and actually after some time, he died. And it is running on without him. Just like someone opens a big factory, after some years that gentleman dies, and that factory runs on, he's not there. Some other, he has his son, they run it on. So God created all of us, God made the world, later he died, we've been running it ever since. They have this idea. Michelangelo painted the hand of God reaching down to man. That arm, very big muscles, big hairy arm, many wrinkles, definitely look 65 or older. Big hand was coming down to man. Have you any seen any picture of Krishna like that? Big hairy arm, big muscles coming down? Never. What is there? Their idea is God grows old. Or he just is always old. But if you had a choice yourself, you want to be always old or always young? What if you had a choice? You could just snap your finger and make your choice. You have to choose. Either you're always old or you're always young. It's not really a contest unless you're a little stupid. Because old age means pain. Old age means, what? Old age means, old age means, where's my specs? Old age. Young, and running, and jumping, and happy. Old age means, you know, mental anxiety. We need psychiatrists. You know, we have so many mental problems. Sometimes I ask these boys, you're having any mental trauma today? No. But you can find so many adults and old people, they're having trauma. Means mental disturbance. You see. So, given the opportunity, we will choose youth forever. Then why God chose to be old forever? A very peculiar thing. In Krishna conception, no, he chose young also. God does not grow old. When in Mahabharata, Krishna was living in the world among the people for 125 years approximately. He never looked more than 16. There's a few boys and girls here, 16. He's more beautiful than them, but he never aged more in 125 years. In my life, I've seen a number of bogus Bhagavans in India. They've been around 30 years now. You don't see any pictures of them today. All the posters are from 20 years back, when they still looked a little young. Now they're getting very old. Some even may go for plastic surgery to keep the face, you see. And one day it'll come in the paper, died of a heart attack. Died like this. God is not subject to death. So, cheaters, so many cheaters come and pose as the real thing. But if we have the proper understanding what God is, then we'll just laugh at all these fools. At least in India right now, there are at least 5 and 6 men and women, they claim to be Bhagavan. But they cannot give the rain. There was drought last year. A drought in India. 6 Bhagavans are living with us and drought? You read what happened in Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, when Krishna lived in this world, the ocean used to throw pearls on the beach daily. Understand? So much wealth and opulence. And every season was pakka, first class. Every tree gave so much fruits and flowers. There was no famine. Understand? There was not famine. The people were not crying and suffering in that way. When the Supreme Lord comes, all opulence accompanies Him. Opulence means wealth and prosperity. Not that He comes and the people are suffering. He comes to relieve the suffering, if there is any. He comes to relieve their suffering. But 6-7 Bhagavans living in India, one Kalki avatar is also there, near our house in Bangalore, one man and his wife, they declared as Kalki avatar. He says, yes, he's Kalki and she's the horse. We should make jokes about these people, actually. Why take them seriously? And so many people come and stand, do some meditation. If you ask them about the avatars, they don't know anything. They're made fool by a cheater. Like in the market. You live in Mysore, then you know everything that says silk is not silk. You know there are so many synthetic silks. But if you come from Gujarat, and you come to Mysore, silk, 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 you go purchase silk, maybe you don't know. You see? That's why they sell like that. They're synthetic silk. They tell us silk. Somebody is buying, madam, it is pure silk. You say, pure silk. It may even say pure silk. The name of the sari company is pure silk. If it is not pure silk, the name is pure silk. Huh? Like there was one company in Gujarat. These companies were there. There was one village, USA. USA. That's a village, USA. So they used to say, made in USA. They would make clothing, made in USA. So foolish people in Bombay think, oh, imported garment. It is made in one village called USA. But those who know, they know, oh no, it's not the real thing. You see advertisements. There's Tata parts. There's Mahindra parts. And then there's duplicates. And they always tell, don't take duplicate. Buy original parts. Well, if you don't know, if you have no knowledge, then what? You buy the wrong thing. You buy the wrong sari. Even about rice. Why there's so many things of rice are there? Huh? Who doesn't know, he may buy ordinary rice and think it is basmati. Huh? It happens in foreign countries. They sell something they call as basmati. Not basmati rice. They tell us it's basmati. Because people don't know, then they are cheated. Do you understand? So about God, you must know. You must have some knowledge. That you'll find in authorized books, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, Vedas, Upanishads, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Authorized knowledge. What is God? What is God? When does He come? What does He do? What is the process to worship Him? All these things are there. If you buy a car, do you get a manual? If you buy a watch, you get a booklet. It tells you how to operate it. Tells it what it is. It tells you what is the guarantee. You won't buy a watch. Well, sir, what is guarantee? You want guarantee. Then why, when it comes to God, there'll be no information. There'll be no check and balance. You see? It will just be anything you want. No, it's not like that. There's check, balance, and guarantee also. But you'll have to educate yourself or hear from the proper teachers to get that education. What is all of that? And then you'll not be cheated by people. And you won't cheat yourself either. What is cheat yourself? Cheat yourself means you think you are God. This is big number one cheating. You are God. I am God. This is big number one cheating. You cannot even stop your toothache or headache. You have to go for tablet. Then how you are God? No, this is, you have to realize you're God. They say these Babas and others, they realize they're God. Why they go to hospital? Why they go to hospital? Why they go to dentist? Even the small germ is eating a hole in their head. What type of God they are? Cheater gods. And followed by foolish people. Cheating business. So get the proper knowledge. What is Bhagavan? What is God? And save yourself from this cheating propensity. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. That's why he is called Krishna Chaitanya, not just Chaitanya, but Krishna himself. So how do you know? How do you know? You have to do some study to know how we know. Who are the people who accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What were the qualities? And lastly, what were the miracles that he did? There's one Baba, he makes ashes. Mahaprabhu used to make mangoes. Why ashes? Kitchen got plenty of ashes. Every poor man has an ash, cooking in his house. Everyone's got ash. Mangoes are costly. Give mangoes out of season. Mahaprabhu used to give mangoes out of season. Many things. Once he turned Ganges mud to gold coins. Because he became a little mad one day, a little angry. He wanted to do Ganga Puja. He got angry. He broke all the pots of ghee, butter, spoiled the grains, threw everything in his house. He was young, boy, had a fit, broke everything, right? Then laid down and beat on the ground and fell asleep. A childhood thing. His father had already passed from this world. When he woke up, his mother said, "Then all this is yours, and now you broke it. I don't know what we will do, what to do." He said, "I will go to swim in the Ganges." So when he went to the Ganges, his mother's trying to make some sense of it all. Then just before coming to the house, coming back, he just grabbed some mud of the Ganges. Then he ran to his mother, "Mother, mother, one man gave me some dakshina." And he gave so many gold coins. "Yes," he said, "I was a very smart boy. He gave some dakshina." Then she bought all new items. He was 7 feet height. And he came here, roamed through South India for almost 2 years as a sannyasi. He was also seen by many people in South India. And there are records of that. At that time, one of the main ministers that is called Vijayanagar. And he used to sit near Vijayawada. Vijayawada, all that came under this Vijayanagar. Is that right? Is that right? Ramananda Roy? Is he? Okay, he was under Pratap Paruta, sorry. But he was just there in this Vijayawada. He was a big minister. And he came to live with Mahaprabhu, actually, for many, many years in Jagannath Puri. The king of Puri himself, he was called the Gajapati, Prataparudra. He was a great king, great powerful king. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was the Rajguru. Many highly learned, highly sophisticated, very trustworthy people. They confirmed to us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God. So many Babas today who will confirm they are God. Very uneducated people, people who don't know the Vedas, and some politicians. You trust the politicians? You trust the politicians? Never. No politician will ever trust another politician. Everybody knows politics means deception, cheating, duplicity. Politics. But in ancient times, the politicians were Rajaram. If the king said he was going to do it, he was going to do it. Understand? There was no funny business, no cheating. Rajaram. This quality of minister, this quality of king, Rajaram, this quality, they confirm Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God. But the greatest evidence will be your own experience. Accept the gift that Mahaprabhu has come to give. Accept that gift. Take prasad at that feast where he himself is distributing that prasad. That prasad is the holy name of Krishna. Take the holy name of Krishna under his shelter, and that will become your proof. That is called self-evident or self-realized proof. You will realize by revelation that he is Supreme Personality of God. You'll know it in your heart. That is the ultimate proof to know. Like you're eating. How do you know you're full? Do you need someone to tell you you're full? Well, when you're a child, you don't know when to stop eating. You'll eat until you get sick. If you're like a cow, you may eat yourself to death. But when you're a mature person, you know when to stop eating. No one has to tell you you are full. So the experience tells you, I had enough, I can't eat more. So the experience, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This you may realize by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Balaram is the brother of Krishna. You know this, Balaram. Then Balaram appeared as Nitai, Nityananda. Who is the mother of Krishna? Who is the mother of Krishna? Yasoda. Yasoda came as Sachimata. Who is the father of Krishna? Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba came as Jagannath Mishra. And like this, we have some books, very old books, they're 500 years old. It tells who few hundreds of Krishna's devotees, they came at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he is Brihaspati. He was Brihaspati. Because remember, when the avatar of the Lord comes, he does not come alone. He comes with his full paraphernalia and entourage. It's called entourage. His devotees, his associates, they all come to this world. Not just 3, 4, 500, thousands actually. We have the names of a few hundred of them. But it is said, we cannot tell you all of them, there were thousands of them at the time. There were whole villages along the bank of the Ganges at that time where every person in that village was pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most of which had descended. What's that place called? Kuliagram. Most of them had come from that spiritual world. Nowadays we live, we think this is everything. We think this world is everything. Many people don't even know the country they live in. In India, many people don't know where Delhi is in relation to Bangalore, actually. If you told them go there, they just go to buy a ticket. They don't know how to go there, where they go. There are many people in the USA, they don't know the geography of their own country. They don't even know their own country. Some people live in a city, they don't even understand their own city. What to speak of this universe? And then what to speak of what is beyond this universe? Nobody knows anything anymore. Closed issue. Everybody thinks that this world is everything, and this life is the only life. Throughout the world, people say, enjoy life, you only live once. It's common. And then they add, life is a rat race, life is a dog's life. They have such a low estimation. In Christendom, or whatever it's called, Christianity, that you've got one life. You do the wrong thing, you'll burn in the hell forever. One chance. One chance only. You get it right, you live forever happy. You get it wrong, one, you go down forever. There's no second chance. Very limited view. They say only humans have souls. But in India we have a much broader, much deeper view of life. We know that life extends beyond this life. A previous life, a next life. We know that life, the Atma, it extends to all forms of life. Yesterday, some carpenters were working. There was a big bug. Big bug, it came inside on the light. I asked Vamana, throw him out. He doesn't have a ticket. Throw him out. He just went over and grabbed this bug and threw him outside. Again, that bug came back in. Then he tried to let it be. It lives somewhere there. If that was in the Western country, they would just come with a broom and smash the thing dead and broom it out. Last year in England, year before last, there was hoof and mouth disease in the cows in this area. We had 25 or 30 cows. Every single one of them caught the disease. The devotees were day and night for more than a month in critical help to the cow. And lastly, 10 died And one lingered on for many months. It cost us thousands and thousands of rupees. And some died. The same time in England, there was hoof and mouth disease. They simply shoot lakhs of cows, just kill them all, broom them out, and burn them. Their solution to problem is kill it. Their solution to anything that bothers you, kill it. And you know who is behind this? Christianity. Because Christianity says they have no soul. There's no soul is there. Nothing is actually there. And they have no regard for life. But in India we have regard for life. Various types of life. Although we could improve upon that. In this modern India, we could improve upon our regard for life, but still, overall, we have regard for life, everybody. But the farther you go out in the world, and you come to a point, people don't even have regard for human life, what to speak of insect life or animal life. They don't have regard for even human life. No regard for life. So many places in the world. So who has the highest regard for life is Krishna himself. Bhagavan himself. And he wants to do good to every species of life, not just the humans, to all species of life. And this he achieves in Kali Yuga, which is the most down yuga, most down time. This he achieves through the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. How you can do good to a bug? Even you want to feed the bug some prasadam, he may run. How do you do good to a tree? How do you even do good to all the people? You cannot feed all the people. If you want to feed the people, particularly in India, you better have a strong bank balance. Because they will come by the lakhs and eat. How you feed everybody? What can there be that can do good to everyone that doesn't even cost anything? Understand? Prasadam distribution. Prasad. It costs money. It costs, like anything. We, in Janmashtami, this small ashram, how much we spend for prasadam? About 1 lakh rupees. They're coming, they're gone within 2 hours. The pots are empty. 1 lakh rupees. How I can, and that's only a small part of Ganjam. There are 7,000 people there, 15,000 Sri Rangapatnam, 1 million in Mysore. How are we going to do that? Very costly, very costly. But the Supreme Lord wants to do good to everyone. So he knows how to do that. And he has armed us, given us a commodity that we can give to others absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't even require electricity. We're using some electricity. And we're talking about Krishna and Krishna Nam and Maha Mantra. But actually if the electricity goes off, we can keep on talking. It just requires air and a little water. If you can drink a little water, keep your throat wet, and breathe, then you can do good to other fellow human beings and all varieties of life, even the plant life. How is that? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you distribute prasadam, we always say, put one plate for yourself aside. Sometimes the people give so much, then it's all gone. Last person comes. When they get, then 3 or 4 men are serving. Nothing is left. And many times it happens. Everything is gone. And the man who's giving the prasad, he remains hungry. It happens. But if you're giving Maha Mantra, you are eating while you are giving. Understand? It costs nothing. Yet there are people who will not chant Hare Krishna. They will go to some bogey, they will give 25,000 or 50,000 rupees, and they'll take some so-called magic mantra, which does not even help them in any way, actually. One man was telling me, I got my eyes from a baba. And I told him, then you got second-class eyes. Because if you had realized, you'd see that that Baba is not God. No, he's God, he said. Then I said, well, what happened to the legs? This man didn't have legs. He had polio. He didn't have proper leg. He's telling the God gave the man God gave the eyes. Then I said, well, what about the leg? Why the God didn't give you the leg also? So actually, there are some people in this world that are very envious of God. And to show they're envious of God, they will declare a fool to be God. And who is really the God, they won't give him any recognition. They won't thank to him even anything. But the man was so fool, he couldn't see his situation. He went to an eye hospital, had an operation. There are eye hospitals in USA. They also give eye operation, but they don't tell you the nurse or the doctor is God. Or the company who sponsored that, they don't say we are the God. Many people give the eye operation. See? God gives you something that money can't buy. Actually, God gives you everything. He gives you the air to breathe, the power to breathe, the fire to digest. Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, I am the fire of digestion. Have you ever eaten when you have no fire? Immediately you are sick and vomiting. You have to have fire. Sometimes even chili or anything spice is not enough. You get sick, you lose the fire. That fire of digestion you require. You cannot eat. Krishna says, I am the fire. He is the life of the breath that moves through your nose also. We cannot even think against him without his help. Understand? He's this type of a God. Huh? You want to think against me? He gives you a big brain and a big intelligence. Huh? And you may think against him if you wish. You may speak against him if you wish. He'll give you very good abilities. You see? He doesn't just take everybody who's against him and smash them. You see? Not like that. He also make you a big man. You want to fight with me? Give it your best shot. Huh? And in the end, he says, I am death. And all his opponents, they're destroyed. They're defeated. Everyone has to succumb to death. Krishna says, I am death. I come and take everything away. Ultimately, there's only one winner. That's the Supreme Lord. Those who accept him, live under his graces, they're successful in life. They will live eternally. Those who speak against him, they have to go down in many species of life. They have to roam. They have to crawl. They have to eat and be eaten. And eventually, they come in human life. In human life alone, we get the opportunity to accept him, to glorify him. In this age, we achieve that by Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is the gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. When he came, the holy name of Krishna, it also came. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Radhika Madhava Sundara ki jai.